great resources that we've got going on, thinking and projects across the center, and we wanted a way to bring them all together through one narrative. So that's where this kind of concept of field focus came forward. It's an opportunity for us to look at particular issues that are of importance to philanthropy, all of philanthropy, right now. And the first one we decided to start with was looking at data and the sector. So all the ways that philanthropy uses data to understand itself and to improve the quality and efficacy of our work. So that's what we're kind of in the middle of right now. It's a 3-month campaign, April, May, and June, and it's just been a great opportunity to kind of look at what's going on sector-wide around data tools, data capacity building, and the support we can give to nonprofits in West Michigan and beyond for that reason.
Don't you send out an email to those who want to subscribe?
We do, absolutely. You can subscribe at johnsoncenter.org to our e-newsletter. A lot of our resources go out in that on a monthly and more regular basis, depending on the areas you subscribe to.
Nice. Rachel, add to that, if you would, regarding any background on the new initiative. How about where the angle of the Community Research Institute comes in?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Community Research Institute helps especially a lot of nonprofits use their data. And so we fit in that way into the philanthropic world and into the field focus by helping nonprofits use data. And we do that by helping them evaluate their programs, improve their programming. And so that's our role.
Nice. Why is data important for nonprofits?
So a lot of nonprofits think of data as something that they need to report to their funders. So it's definitely important for that. But it's also important for understanding the needs of the community, right? We can go out into the community and gather data and learn from that. And then we can also gather data during the program so that we can help improve the program, see if we're having the outcomes that we want, and see if we're having equitable outcomes too.
So money crunchers, right? Even in the nonprofit world, right? Tori, can you expand on where the idea for field focus has come from? Its initiation, its beginnings?
Yeah, so it really did come out of this notion of how do we bring together all the resources that we have and make it kind of a through line. I mean, I think a lot of people want to be able to Google something at this point. You know, okay, I know data is important. How do I learn about why it's important and what I can do to make sure I'm good at it with my organization? So the idea really actually started with the work we did around the tax policy changes back in December. There was a great desire across nonprofits and philanthropy to understand how the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act could potentially impact the charitable sector. And so we were gathering a bunch of resources from different places, independent sector, Council on Foundations, Council of Michigan Foundations. A lot of organizations were putting out explanations of how tax policy could change our lives. And we kind of wanted to do that again because we found so many people were reacting positively to, oh my gosh, great, all of this is in one place. I can read a bunch of things and figure out what I need to know. And so we wanted to do that with the data side as well. And we're going to be doing it going forward. So for instance, this fall, October, November, December, we're going to be looking at community activation resources because there's so much wonderful neighborhood work going on across Grand Rapids, and we want to be able to bring that through line together.
Rachel, let's dig a little deeper. What kind of tools are available for nonprofits from the center?
So the Community Research Institute puts out community profiles and Community Profiles 2.0, which kind of aggregates like mostly census data onto the web in a more consumable format for people to look at to understand their communities a little bit better. We do the same thing with VoiceGR or now VoiceKent data. So VoiceGR 2016 data is up right now. VoiceKent data will be available, but not yet. We also do workshops in nonprofit services and in CRI, and we also do specialized data projects with individual nonprofit organizations or funders.
24/7, isn't it?
It sure is.
That can be a good thing, talking nonprofit navigation, a segment thanks to the Johnson Center for Philanthropy on a monthly basis. Tori Martin and Rachel Baroshko with us. Let's talk to you, Tori, other kinds of resources and posts you're sharing from Field Focus.
Sure. So we are also trying to work on this sort of convening angle of things. I mean, the Johnson Center does so many things in so many directions, but we're not the only ones doing this kind of work. There are a number of organizations out there that do data collection. An organization called the United Philanthropy Forum has put out a number of data sets in the last 6-8 months around, for instance, philanthropy serving organizations. So that would be organizations like Council of Michigan Foundations, New York Grant Makers, organizations that sort of serve as affinity groups for other grant makers or other nonprofits to help them understand themselves better. And they recently put out a report on key metrics for these philanthropy serving organizations. You know, what are their finances? What are their memberships? What are their reach? What are their programs? So we're sharing these sorts of resources as well as a good way to promote the fact that there are so many different angles that are being taken on how we can use data to better understand our sector.
Rachel, what do we look forward to seeing from Field Focus in the future?
So Tori mentioned earlier that we are looking to October, November, and December of this year to have a Field Focus with a theme of community activation. And so we'll be ramping up for VoiceKent 2019 at that point. There will be an issue of the foundation review on inclusive community change, and there will be a host of workshops and webinars and new blogs to go along with that as well.
You just out the gate running, aren't you?
Oh yeah, we like to move fast.
Good. That's a compliment. All right. For more information, Tori, where do we turn?
JohnsonCenter.org for our full list of available resources. And you can specifically visit JohnsonCenter.org/FieldFocus to find exactly the resources we're talking about this morning.
Any other opportunity to share? Good.
We got a new slate of grant-making school courses coming up that we'll be sharing a schedule for later this summer and getting the 2018-19 academic year schedule of workshops, et cetera, available coming soon. So nice. Keep an eye out.
But until then, it's summertime.
Yes, it is.
Thanks, Tori Martin, Director of Communications and Engagement with the Center, Rachel Barashko, Research Specialist, Community Research Institute. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Thanks.